Father, I just surely do thank you this morning for all that you have done and all that you are doing right this second and all that you are going to do throughout the day. Bless those that came in, Father God, to sit at your table. Bless those, Father God, who have a need. I'm asking you to meet that need this morning. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God is on the move. We just have to understand he's on the move. All right. God spoke to me and said, declassify. This is his message to us this morning. Declassify. This is God speaking another prophetic word, all right? The world's description of declassify is lift the restriction on and make available again. So then what God is doing is wants to lift the restrictions off of us that were not allowing us to go into his anointing totally and completely. Now, God's description of declassification is a process wherein I reveal all of heaven's secrets to my chosen ones. But we'll read that later on as he speaks it. Now, declassified information are secrets now available for everyone to have access to. God has given us access to secrets the Holy Spirit wants to declassify to us. These quickened and ignited Rhema words have the potential to release power and life to us as we learn to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Hearing God's secrets can also lead to great adventures in our lives. Now, this starts God's prophetic word. My people are on all sorts of missions at this given time. Now, I want you to listen to this because God's speaking to you. He's giving you information. My people are all on sorts, are all on, are, I'm sorry, my people are on all sorts of missions at this given time. And for them to accomplish these missions, I must classify things deep within them. There are things that are hindering their progress forward, and I want total freedom deep down in the inner parts of the soul. There is nothing that my people cannot do if they allow me to declassify that information to them. There is a hindrance in the soulish realm that is not allowing my children to get declassified. The enemy is fighting everything and everyone at this given time because he knows that if my people can come up into the heavenlies and be declassified, then he is defeated on all sides. Then this is where God, this is God speaking this about declassification. Declassification is a process wherein I reveal all of heaven's secrets to my chosen ones. And what did God say? The enemy is fighting everything and everyone at this given time because he knows that if my people can come up into the heavenlies, and God's been calling us there, and be declassified, then he is defeated on all sides. And then God said, declassification is a process wherein I reveal all of heaven's secrets to my chosen ones. So if we get up into the heavens, then God's going to reveal all of his secrets to us. And the enemy is hindering us from going up into the heavenly realm. God said, my remnant ones have been seeking the final key to their earth, to their authority, and this is that key they have been searching for, the declassification. Declassifying is a job that must be accomplished in the heavenly realm, for the natural realm cannot produce declassification. Now, this is all God speaking. Let's read that again. Declassifying is a job that must be accomplished in the heavenly realm, for the natural realm cannot produce declassification. The enemy forces have been building walls around my people to keep them in the dark, but now is the time that I will bring them forth and show them the deep secrets of my kingdom, and they shall go forth and they shall produce much fruit for the kingdom. Then he goes on to say, declassification begins in the heart. The heart must be willing to be declassified. This is why God's been calling us for over a year now to come up into the third heaven. It's in the third heaven that he wants to reveal those deep secrets to us. He can't reveal them to us down here. And this is why he's talking about intimacy. We have to become very intimate with him so that we can go into the heavenlies and be declassified. In other words, be given these secrets of the heaven so that we can come back down here and minister to God's people in a more anointed way. All right? They must be willing, you know, we all must be willing to submit all to me and come up hither and sit at my feet and become part of my heart. Declassification involves every part of a vessel. Every part must be given over to me. God says, I cannot share the deep secrets of my kingdom with half a vessel. Children, do not be alarmed at this new bit of information. It has been there all along, but you were not ready for it until right now. I will by no means slight any vessel that is calling out for the declassifying process. Word after word will be spoken, and many, and I say many, miracles will occur as this declassifying process goes forward. In other words, as we get intimate with God, go up into the heavenlies, and God pours out the secrets to us, then we can bring them back into the world. And that's when your miracles are going to happen. God says, know ye not that you have been bought with a price? That price cost my son Jesus his life. But now you are able to come up into the heavenlies and receive all that heaven has to offer. My son lifted the restriction on the cross. In the cross, you can read 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 when you go home. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. God says, my word tells you that the veil was torn from top to bottom. Because of this, you have access into the Holy of Holies. The scripture for that is Matthew 27:50-51 and Hebrews 10:19-23. God says the glory comes with declassification. So if you want to be a glory carrier, you're going to have to be intimate with God, get up into the heavenlies and sit at his feet and let him share the secrets with you. God says, so if you want all of my glory, then you will have to abide under the shadow of the Almighty and you must pull on the resources in heavenly places. Psalm 91:1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I would really suggest you go home and read all of Psalm 91. It just really spells out to you exactly what's going to come to be yours if you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God says, no more pulling back. It is a straightforward shot with no holds barred. Now, I know this is a little deep, but this is from God. You might have to get the tape and listen to it over and over again. All right? Now, declassification will bring heaven to earth, and it will pull earth to heaven. God says, by this I mean you will constantly be leaving this earthly realm and traveling to the heavenly realm to be refreshed and renewed with heavenly wisdom. God said that it's open. We can go from earth to heaven anytime we want to. You're going to have to make that decision that that's really what you want to do. And to do that, God says he has to have a full vessel, not half a vessel. So in other words, you're going to have to give up all the world, all your flesh, die out to it, and submit yourself totally and completely to God 100%. God said the backlash of the enemy is ceasing. He has no more hold on those who are wanting all I have been speaking about. The backlash of the enemy is ceasing. He has no more hold on those who are wanting all I have been speaking about. This declassifying process is restoring all the Palmer and cankerworm have stolen. No longer will you sit back and declare, when is this ever going to end? Instead, you will be shouting, more Lord of your declassification glory, more Lord of your heavenly kingdom wisdom, more Lord of your signs and wonders and miracles. More, 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 Lord. Always more. And as you shout more, it will become an onward and upward move that shall never stop. And I remember the Heidi Baker. The first time I ever heard her, she just said, we need to cry out, more, Lord, more, Lord, more, Lord. And as we cry out, more, Lord, the glory is going to come and God's going to totally consume you and change you. And she said that's how she became much the child of God that she is, by constantly crying out, more, I need more of you, Lord. More, 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 Lord. Amen. God says, you shall transcend all other seasons of my kingdom. You will overflow into the streets, the highways and the byways, the workplaces, the darkest, deepest dungeons that hell could devise, and you will be shouting, more, Lord. You see, little ones, this is truly declassifying time for my churches. This is the greatest revelation time in all of church history. You will stand in awe and say, and I thought John had deep revelations. You see, my children, each dispensation of church history carries its own unique sequence of time. And the word sequence is a following of one thing after another in time. As time marches on, you will understand fully this dispensation of time, and you will be able to explain it to the souls that are coming into my kingdom. He says, search no further for the final key. I am giving that key to you this day, and that key will transcend all other keys I have given to my body of believers. And transcend means to be superior or better than some standard. So God said, search no further for the final key, because he told us early on that this was the final key. I am giving that key to you this day, and that key will transcend all other keys that I have given to my body of believers. Then I thought, this was neat. Boy meets girl time. In this dispensation of time, there will be many holy weddings taking place at this given time. For I want to send you out two by two to accomplish this mighty work that needs to be accomplished. He says, you cannot go this alone. You will need a mate to go with you to help with the mighty works. You cannot do all things by yourself. I know what I am doing, and what I do very well. Do not kick against the pricks. I know what I am doing. Isn't that awesome? Some of you wanting to get married, you're going to get married. It's going to be a holy wedding. And I really, as God was speaking that, you know, after I go, he speaks it and I go over it and you get the scriptures and everything. And I was thinking, as I read that again, I said, God, there's so many people wanting to get married right now. And I say, I tell Nancy, you know, Connell, I said, I don't know why they want to get married. But I really believe it's God putting that desire in your heart, because he said he wants you to go out two by two. You see this? So I repent. I repented. Y'all know once you get a mate, it's a mess. Then you don't even have your stuff to think about. You have this other that you kept thinking about that keeps pulling you around this way and that way, right? And that, you all know that's the truth. All right. Now, I'm believing this, since these are holy weddings, that we won't have that problem, right? That everybody's working for the same goal and it won't be any mess. All right, then he goes on to say, the forthcoming move of my glory will cause many to stand in total awe. And remember a while back, God says it's the days of awe, A-W-E. Remember he told us that? So he says here, the forthcoming move of my glory will cause many to stand in total awe. Did I not say these were the days of awe? Well, these days have come upon you, and you will stand in total wonderment of what just happened. Because it is not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And you can find that in Zechariah 4:6. It says, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. God says, you will be saying, stand back, devil, and give me room, for I am on a mission and I cannot be stopped. Devil, you have slowed me down for the last time. If you don't move, I'm going to run you over, so step aside or die. I thought that was neat. We're going to read that again. You will be saying, stand back, devil, and give me room, for I am on a mission and I cannot be stopped. Devil, you have slowed me down for the last time. If you don't move, I'm going to run you over, so step aside or die. Got that in your spirit? And when God said that, I said, well, God, why don't we just stomp him to death? Why don't we say, tell him to move over, right? Just go ahead and run him over and get it over with, right? But God said that way, so. God says, up to each of you individually when this declassifying process begins. I want to start this day, but are you ready and willing for me to declassify you? Your walk with me has always been lined upon, you know, declassifying is whenever we still have things within us that needs to be taken out of us. And God wants to go deep inside of us and clean us totally out, you know, and then give us a new name. And he wants us to go up into the heavenlies. And then he's going to give us the secrets of heaven. This is what declassifying is all about. I read that in the beginning, I believe, didn't I? I said that, you know, God is so good. If you don't think that, I read this over over and over again. All right, he said, declassification is a process wherein I reveal all of heaven's secrets to my chosen ones. And declassify according to the world is lift the restriction on and make available again. So that you know that some of you have gone back in your old lifestyle. And God wants to lift that junk off of you. And then he wants to reveal all of heaven's secrets to his chosen ones. Just that simple. He just wants to clean you up. And he wants you to go to heaven. And so he can reveal the secrets to you. Your walk with me has always been line upon line and precept upon precept, and that is how it always shall be, but with more emphasis on the glory. Now the word intensity means intensity or forcefulness of expression. Then Isaiah 28:10 says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. If you notice, every time God gives these prophetic words for me to teach, it's always scripture, too. Then God says, glory clouds everywhere you go. You will begin to see the glory clouds everywhere you go, and you shall see angelic hosts marching everywhere, for they have been sent on assignment, and they are carrying out their assignments even as I speak. Each and every one of you have more than one angelic host assigned to you, for each angelic host has its own specific duty, and you will need many to assist you in the ministry. And you know, as God was speaking this, I just saw hosts of angels just everywhere. And God, even in my spirit, I felt like God was revealing to me, we're going to see these angelic hosts. We're just not going to say, well, they're there. We're going to say, they're there, because you're going to see them. And they're going to go with you, and they're going to minister for you. Now, whenever the true anointing is really there, whatever you do, you don't do nothing, because the angels are there and they do the work. And God even showed me where angels will push you down in the spirit. You know, and angels will heal. They'll touch you and heal you when you speak that. If I speak the word forth, and the angel reaches out and the angel touches them. Are you understand that? So whenever you're ministering, you're seeing miracles. There's always angels there doing the work for you that you're speaking forth. Now, God was laughing here, and he said, oh, if you could only see what I see in the spirit realm, with the angelic hosts doing their works and having a very good time doing these works for the kingdom of light. Then he says, peoples, quit wanting another word. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, is what my word proclaims. And you can find that in Matthew 6:33. And what he's saying here is that you're always wanting God to another word from the Lord. Instead of going and seeking his face for yourself, instead of seeking intimacy with him, you want to be lazy and let God speak through somebody else and tell you what to do. But what God's wanting us to do is go sit at his feet so he can reveal the deep secrets to us personally. And you know, I don't know about you, but when God reveals something to you personally, I think it's so much better than whenever he reveals it through somebody else. And a lot of times, really, if you're really walking with God and God speaks to you, it should be just a confirmation of what's already going on in your life that you already know about. And he's just confirming it to reassure you that you're on the right road or on the wrong one, you know, whatever. All right. God says, seek me, seek me, seek me. Why? So I can declassify you totally and completely. You will be saturated from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and you will be a walking, talking, miracle worker for the kingdom of light. Let's read that again. Seek me, seek me, seek me. Why? So I can declassify you totally and completely. In other words, so he can pour all of his kingdom into you. You will be saturated from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and you will be a walking, talking, miracle worker for the kingdom of light. See, if you're seeking God, then there's no way sin can stay inside of you. Because as you're seeking him, more of his glory comes into you, and that pushes that darkness out of you. And that's why he's saying, seek him. Elaine was saying, spend time with him. I found myself yesterday just sitting at my computer playing love songs, you know, God's love songs. And there, I just let them saturate my being, because I feel like we have to be so in love with God that he's the only person in our life. And if we can get saturated with that love of God, everything else is going to flow perfectly. And I just have there's just a desire has wound up in me that I just need to be in love with God. I just need to be in his presence continually. And I don't mean stop doing what I'm doing, because when you have two children that are full of whatever, you know, vim and vigor. You know, you have to take care of life too, but you can still stay in the presence of God. All right. Now, I want to say something. The other service, little Gabriel come around here and he fell right in front of me and he was going like this. You people think he just does that kind of stuff. The anointing knocks him down to his knees. And that boy has been changed ever since that day. That'll happen to him at home. He'll be doing something, and all of a sudden, he'll come out during the study and just all of a sudden fall to his knees. And when he looks around, he's in bewilderment because he doesn't know what's going on. And every time that happens, a boy changes. So, you know, it's God doing that to him. He's just not being stupid like some people think in here. He is really being touched by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And where I'm at, Nancy. Moses. Moses was declassified on the mountaintop from the burning bush, and the declassification was with him for the 40 years as he led my people out of bondage. This is still God speaking, and you can find that in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now, Paul was declassified on the road to Damascus, and the Holy Spirit went with him, showing him many things with signs, wonders, and miracles. And that's in Acts 9, 1 through 22. These guys were changed, and then God filled them with himself, all right? Then he says, I want to declassify each and every one of you this day. Will you surrender all of yourself to me and allow me to move upon you and do the mighty works that needs done to make you vessels worthy to carry my glory? See, he wants to get all the junk out of you. And then he wants to pour onto you what you couldn't receive before and pour into you what you couldn't receive before because you still had a sin nature in you that needed to be taken out of you. But God said he wants to do that today. Now, declassification, I wrote down again what God said it was. Declassification is a process wherein I reveal all of heaven's secrets to my chosen ones. All right, now, that was where God finished. But God told me, he said, I have prepared you all beforehand. So I looked that up. So God's word tells us that we were prepared beforehand. And Romans 9:22 says, what if God, willing to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath fitted, prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles. In other words, it said, what if God, willing to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience? You know, he's endured the junk you put him through. All right? So he has called you beforehand. All right, then Ephesians 2:10 tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Prepare beforehand appears twice in the New Testament with the meaning prepare afore. All right, the meaning is prepare afore or before ordain. That is to prepare before, to make ready beforehand. God already had in his kingdom, you and I in his kingdom, and we was already ordained to live in this time and this dispensation. When I was first born again, I was, I think, 50. And I said, God, I wasted 50 years of my life. He said, no, you were born for this time and this dispensation in my body. You know, and, you know, I could have gotten born again years and years ago. But God wanted me to get born right at that given time. And I think it was 1977. And then from there on, he's been using me. So none of you have wasted your time. You were brought forth at the perfect time. But what you've done with but your time is a different story. Have you allowed God to use you, or have you abused what God's been trying to do through you? Have you yielded your members to God, or have you not yielded your members to God? All right. The idea here means literally to prepare beforehand, make fit in advance, ordain before, predestinate, or appoint before. The Greek word, now I can't pronounce it, but... Thank you. I don't know how she does then. All right, it is used in Romans 9:23 referring to his elect, and in Ephesians 2:10 referring to the works prepared for his elect people to walk in them. I want you to understand this morning that you guys were in the heavens. God prepared you to do a specific work for him, and then he sent you down here in your mother's womb, just like he did Jesus, and you were born, and then you were brought forth to do a perfect works for the Father. I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't feel like I belong in this world. Have you ever felt that? That you don't belong, that you're spirit. And you just don't belong here. You feel like you're out of place. And sometimes I feel like something's wrong with me, but I feel out of place here on this earth among people. I feel like I should be in the heavenly places. And I know that's because that's where we came from. And the heavenly places is where we should feel more comfortable. We should feel comfortable there and not feel comfortable here. We are here to do our works for the Father. Now, Ephesians 1:4 tells us, these he chose in Christ beforehand, long before the world was made, by his grace and for his glory, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. It tells us here in Ephesians 1:4 that he chose us before he even made the world. Isn't that what that just said? We were in the heavens with God. Did you ever think how he ever started the earth? Somebody had to come down here and start it, right? Adam was brought here all by himself, and then God said, well, I'm going to have to make a little woman for him, and took one of his ribs and formed you and I, women. That's how we became into existence. All right, before God ever created the heavens and the earth, he prepared some men and women for glory, choosing them in Christ before the foundation of the world. He was not obligated to choose any in Christ, but he did so nevertheless to glorify himself. Galatians 1:15 says, but God had special plans for me even before I was born, so he chose me through his grace. It pleased him to let me see and know his son so that I could tell the good news about him to the non-Jewish people. I immediately prepared to do this work without asking for advice or help from anyone. See what Paul says? But God had special plans for me even before I was born. Even before I was born. So he chose me through his grace. We know what Paul went through. He was killing the Christians. And then one day God just stopped him on that road and turned him around. Then God started using him for the purpose he was born. But Paul did not go back into his sin nature. He didn't go back to killing people. He kept on going with God and kept giving forth the gospel, getting people's souls saved. Even in prison, he wrote letters getting people saved. And see, this is where you and I have messed up. God called us, brought us here, and then we went back into our sin nature. And this is why God couldn't use us to his fullest, because we messed up. And what God wants to do this morning is he wants to cleanse you totally and completely, so he can declassify you, in other words, pour heaven back into you, so that you can go forth and do the mighty works he's called us forth to do. So, I said we were chosen, handpicked for such a time as this. I really studied this declassification thing, looked at all the scriptures and everything, and there's no way in this world you ever convinced me that we were not in heavenly places before we were here. I mean, it's all through the scriptures. All you have to do is sit down and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you and study it. Don't look at somebody else's study. You get in the Word and you let God reveal that to you yourself. You know, I've been teaching that we were in heaven before for a long, long time, and I was criticized for that about other pastors, and they looked at it and they saw it too. So it doesn't matter what other pastors think or what other people think. It's what is God saying in His Word. In His Word. All right? I'm hearing God say, you are not a foreigner to me. I knew you before I placed you in your mother's womb. If you read the Word, some people were really born of the devil. I saw that too. Some, you know, and so, you know, they were born of the devil, and so they were here, they're here to do destruction. But guys, you and I'm hoping everybody in here was born of God. That we were all seated in heavenly places at one time, and that we are spirits. You know, spirit is called the spirit. Isn't that what God's been saying? So if you really sit and think about that, if spirit is called the spirit, then we're spirit beings sent down to earth to do a works for the Father, and the Father is calling us to come closer, back up there to heavenly places with Him, and sit at his feet and be taught of heavenly things. The churches are not teaching heavenly things. They're teaching too many earthly things. Is that making sense to you this morning? If we don't do this, saints, we are no good for the Father. We aren't. All right, then God, I'll just put down what God said again. God says, wants to declassify you today. Do you want to be declassified? And his word is declassification is a process wherein I, God, reveal all of heaven's secrets to my chosen ones. Now, are you to the place in your walk with God is what this is all about, where God can give you a touch and he can yank all that junk out of you. And then he can pour all of himself back into you, himself back into you. That's what he's asking you tonight, this morning. Are you ready for this to happen in your life? In other words, you can't say, yes, Lord, I want you right now. And then at church, or you walk out there, you do something stupid, some worldly thing, cussing, smoking, drinking, drugging. You know, you can't do that. You have to submit yourself totally and completely to God and stay changed. God is doing a new thing because he will not give me a regular message to preach. He prophesizes these things to me. I've got a prophetic word for tonight. And I said, God, anybody could use any prophetic word. He said, no, they couldn't. And I said, teachers, no, they couldn't. He said, these are new things that I need to get to my people. And he said, I know they're deep. But he said, deep is calling unto deep. I think I have that in tonight, sir. Deep is calling unto deep. I have a scripture for that. So, how deep do you want to go with God? Do you want to go all the way with God? Do you want to go all the way back to the heavenly realm? And let him refill you up there and send you back down here to do a perfect works? That's who God's calling this morning. If you want everything that God has for you, then he wants you, the altar's open, and he wants you to go up, and he wants to touch you. You know, if you do this, then God's telling me to tell you that you're never going to be the same. Your thought life is not going to be the same. Your thought pattern's not going to be the same. You're not going to want to do the things you've always done before. Your whole life cycle is going to begin to change after this morning. Your whole entire life cycle. And you know, once this happens, then you're going to want the deeper love songs, the intimate love songs, because all you're going to want to do is make love to your Father. I love that song, Listen to Our Hearts. You know, it just is such an intimate song with the Father. And let's admit it, there's times we don't have words to speak. And we just need God to look at our heart. Right? Come on. Deep is calling unto deep this morning. Deep is calling unto deep this morning.